What's up, everybody?
Out there?
It's the Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
And you guys know that winter is coming. And
winter's
we're here
coming.
To let you guys know that the winter edition of the Runner and Gunner show is not quite in the distance. It's actually super closer than you think.
It's super closer than you think. Just like the year's already over, Christmas is going to be coming up even quicker because it's
right
only 4 weeks away.
And so, everybody, we're going to have a super special edition of Christmas, a whole month of special things. So we just want you guys to know to stay tuned, listen up, and just keep on keeping on and keep on trucking and doing what you got to do. And listen and tune in to the Christmas edition of the
Runner and Gunner Podcast. Runner and Gunner Show. And remember, we will be changing soon as we grow. We love our audience to keep on supporting us and keep
Thank
on telling
guys.
Their friends about us because we are a growing podcast. We are the Monday Morning Show.
So, Gunner, what do you want for Christmas?
I want...
Monday Morning Cracks!
Woo! Yeah, baby!
Cheers!
Cheers! Audience, cheers!
Cheers to you guys out there. And we know you guys are cruising along and probably stuck in that traffic, or just driving wherever you gotta go, or maybe you're just listening to us while
Listen
you're hanging
it.
Out. Anyways, whatever you may be doing, we want you guys to have a beautiful Monday because the sun is shining.
Have
Everything
a gorgeous
is great.
Week.
Winter is here. Pretty close. It's not here
it's
officially.
It's
still fall, but we could. It's close. You can smell, yeah. You can smell that. I can already smell the ham and the turkey and all that good stuff. All the fixings.
Today's show was made possible by the Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast. Listen every Mondays on Spotify.
Also sponsored by Nike's. Jump higher than Michael Jordan.
Slam harder than Shaquille O'Neal. And run faster than Usain Bolt. Nike. The greatest shoe of mankind. What happened before Nikes? People were barefoot with clubs in their hands. So thank you, Nikes, for making the world possible.
What's
and a
up, everybody?
Place.
Thank you. I got Nikes strapped to my toes right now.
Oh, yeah. Me too. They're so comfortable.
And my back is singing songs.
Yeah. And your feet are just laying on them, just like putting your feet on pillows.
They're doing the hokey pokey.
Yeah, they're having a good old time, and you guys should be having a good old time, even if you're stuck in traffic. Don't worry about it, because we're here to help. We're here to entertain
Y'all have
you
the hokey
guys.
Pokey. Do the hokey pokey. Turn yourself around.
Whew, that's what it's all about. Runner and Gunner.
Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Show. This is the Monday Morning Podcast, the only Monday Morning Podcast in existence.
In
Go ahead
world.
And Google it. Go
yeah.
on, Google it.
Oh, one more thing. Shout out to Germany. All the German folks, how you guys doing? UK, what's up, UK? Spain.
Yes. Thank you,
Jamaica,
Germany,
man.
From Laffer und Schutze.
Puerto Rico, Mexico, all the coasts.
We are the Runner and Gunner video game podcast, Monday morning podcast, Runner and Gunner. We're
yes.
here. Und Laffer und Schutze.
Laffer.
Laffer.
I'm Laffer.
What is it?
Schutze.
Imbach.
Imbach Schutze.
Schutze.
Imbach Lafla. So everybody out there, we want you guys to know, just stay beautiful like you guys are. You don't have to change for anybody. If you want to change for somebody, change for yourselves. And change for the better. Don't go for the worse, because it's better to be good than to be the negative directions. And speaking of like...
Yeah, you know, you could be a pathetic jabroni, brown nosing, laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Or you can be awesome, in with the crowd.
That's right.
Knowing all that is good, righteous.
And great.
Great, all loving, all kind, forgiving.
Yes, and during this month, we want an extra special forgiving and to value things just a little bit more than you normally would, because this month is all about thankfulness and family and love and harmony and graciousness, all the good stuff.
Yeah, everybody out there, just, you know, take it easy this holiday season. You know, build your little savings plan, you know,
yes.
make some more plans for the future.
Budget.
But also live each moment slowly and every day. Just be in it, be around, be aware, because the New Year's is going to come pretty fast from here on out. And we don't want you to miss November and December, because these are both very great months
Super
and
great.
Lots of great things happen. And
that's right.
Nice sweaters are worn and fluffy boots for the ladies and tight jeans and pink beanies.
That's right. And remember, it's the thought that counts. You don't have to buy them a big old flashy gift, even though we all know what the ladies want. We all know they want that ring, that diamond, big old giant cubic zirconia that I can't afford at the time. Ring. Yep,
they want but that either way, silver.
It's the thought that counts, you know? As long as you don't give her nothing. Because if you give her nothing, then that means you are nothing or she's worth nothing.
Yeah.
Show her that she's worth something. It doesn't have to be the most fancy thing.
And she's nothing. You're both a couple of nothings.
That's right. And so, you know, just get out there, get something. And it's good if you're one of those Black Friday people, do not stampede, people. Be careful. Don't stampede. If you're a Cyber Monday person, don't overspend. Keep your budget. Look at your digits and just figure it out mathematically what you can spend and what you can't spend. Don't go, you know, bankrupt or don't go spending the mortgage on crazy presents just because you want to show off.
Yeah, it's all about timing, everybody. You got to have the perfect timing and you got to open up your wallet when you have that money.
Right.
To secure the perfect timing.
I agree. Agreed. Okay, so yeah, it's about timing, and it's about budgeting, and it's about just having fun, you know, spending the time with your loved
living
ones.
Living life.
And just live your greatest life that you can. Yeah, just keep moving on, moving forward, and being great. And there's a lot of great things in life, but right now, we're going to talk about one of the sadder things in life about video games, which is...
Today's show was also brought to you by K Jewelers. And Robbins Brothers.
And Robbins Brothers. And Robinson's May. And Macy's.
And Tiffany's.
And JCPenney. Get a diamond ring for a penny only on promotional if you say Runner Gunner bought it for me.
And from our 1950s version, Woolworths.
Woolworthy.
When you go back in time and listen to the Runner Gunner show.
We're not worthy.
We are sponsored by Woolworths.
Woolworth. So, party on, Gunner.
Excellent.
All right, and here we go. All right, so let's get into today's show. Then the topic is a big
bad thing acting in video games. Wait a minute. What was it again?
Let's tell them one more time, just in case you guys didn't hear it correctly, or if it slipped your eardrum. We'll tell you one more time.
That's bad acting in video games. Now we know that many video games have bad acting.
They
in
do.
It. Some worse than the next, some
it's
not
true.
Altogether so bad, but
right.
Mostly no video game has crossed over into cinematic glory as great movies as Jurassic Park and Terminator 2 have
exactly.
done for true cinematic history.
Without using the actual cinematic, you know, if it's Jurassic Park, the video game, and they actually use parts of the movie
yes.
for that video game, then that's different.
That's different.
But we're talking about just acting within it. Like, they went through the whole team of actors, and through the producers and the directors of the video game and the creators, and they just let this stuff slide in there. We're wondering, how did it break the plane? How did
how?
These bad actors end up doing these video games? We don't even know. We question it ourselves. So let's get into it. What is a terrible video game, Gunner, with horrible acting, that in your opinion?
Well,
in Runner Gunner opinion, of course.
Let's just look at the broad spectrum of this question that we're talking about.
The topic.
So we're talking about acting, cinematography, voice, look. I'd say
right.
you could almost say the beginning of acting in video games as Mortal Kombat for Sega Genesis or in Super Nintendo.
Right, but I like the toasty, you know. We're not talking about like little parts. We're talking about like full-on scenes, right?
But not only that, but they were like screen captured. They were like humans captured, and they did hire actors to be these fighters.
Yes, yes. And I got to give a shout out to the guy,
they
all
told
Mortal
the story.
Kombat, the finish him guy and the round one fight guy.
Yeah.
That guy is cool.
They all told the story of the video game. You know, we know what the story is. It's a combat to fight for the death.
Yeah. It's a tournament.
Yeah.
Tournament to death.
Yep.
Break
out of Pythagoras or whatever.
So I know what you mean. Like the little cutscenes in the newer Mortal Kombats it's been going on for a while.
Exactly. And now it's taking
to
the cutscenes
now. At the beginning, they have this little cutscene and some of them
Mortal
speak,
Kombat's
and
a
some
perfect
of them
example
don't.
Of
yeah,
voice
bad
acting. Bad acting.
Over video games because, yeah, they're pretty dumb. I mean, the fatalities are cool.
They started, you know, cinematography in video games and now they're still going.
Yeah.
You know, yes. 30 years later.
Oh, so, all right. So, speaking of all this bad acting video game, let's talk about the new Mortal Kombat. Exactly. We played let's the whole it. Story.
You played it.
I watched and you the said whole it was thing.
Darn terrible.
The acting was terrible. It's very glitchy for one thing, but the acting, oh my gosh, it was horrendous. Bad. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Like, it was pretty terrible.
As bad as Bad Bunny.
It's like as bad as WWE.
Is a good DJ to some people. That's how bad it was.
2K20 or 2K21.
How bad was that? Was that terrible too?
It's probably like the worst thing I ever heard in my life. Or even NBA 2K.
Oh man.
19 and 2K20. Like probably the worst acting I've ever witnessed in my entire league.
Yeah, and they all have the same accent. It's so funny. You can make your character look however you want, but yet they still have the same silly accent. They all talk like Justin
Timberlake. No matter what, they're all Justin Timberlake.
No matter what. I think Justin Timberlake probably just, it's pretty much giving him a lot of credit because he does these characters and it just makes you want to hear a song about him and Britney Spears and whatever happened with them.
Dribble a ball while you play as, you know, Justin Timberlake.
JT with the three.
Play as Steve Curry while Justin Timberlake sings to you.
I mean, it's true. It's true. The way they... These video games, they could do a lot better. That's what we're saying. You know, you got to get better acting than that. Better performances off of the game. You spend millions of dollars to release these things. Then you spend another few hundred grand just to promote the thing.
Yeah.
And it comes out like this kind of acting? Whoa.
That is terrible. Look at you spend $1,000 on making the game.
Right.
And then you spend $5 million we're talking on about, hiring voice Atari acting days, and recording.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know?
I see what you're saying for the dumb
cutscenes.
Just
like the ratio, yeah.
The cutscenes are
just
horrible.
This ratio of where your money is going in a video game, it should not be going to voice acting. It should not be going to bad acting.
No.
Video games shouldn't be acting anyways.
Yes, exactly.
Now, with that said, yes.
Unless Red you want to make a movie out of it.
Red Dead Redemption is probably the closest thing in video game history that will get to good acting in video games.
It is pretty cool.
But even,
I'll agree with you.
Even the entire game, not every single cutscene is good acting. Just some cutscenes are really good acting.
Some cutscenes are super awesome. Yeah, they do. Yeah. They did a good job of bringing the West alive in a lot of those cutscenes. But some of them are just terrible.
Yeah.
Some of them are
unbearable.
Just annoying, and you just especially have to. And then you got to go through. And then you got to go through it. I mean, they don't give you the option to like fast forward. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
They should have an option. If you're like, all right, I'm done with the scene. They should just press a certain button. Press triangle.
Rockstar is notorious for this.
If you want to skip, or if you want to forward through the language, and if you want to read it.
Rockstar will never let you skip their terrible acting. Like Grand Theft Auto 5, that's what we're talking about. It's got like the worst acting I've ever seen in my life.
Oh man.
Unskippable. GTA 5. And then there's like 1,000 characters that we don't care anything
about. The whole guy with his family, and then
don't care about them.
He cusses out his son, and then his son's wannabe doing Ray drugs. Liotta.
I know.
Come on, people.
It's so
what
dumb.
What are we showing our kids? You know, what are we doing? Why are we showing them this?
Maybe if they let you play as all those characters and just kept cycling through like 1,000 different characters, that would make more sense than why we're listening to their cheap story.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Or you could click on the character, and then it'll give you the option. Press the button, you get the whole background story. Instead of just doing it through acting, they should actually just have a little bio for them. Like a little bio
just
and
words.
Just explain it. And then you click on the kid, and you could press the option of bio, explain it.
Boom.
And that's it, you know, and then skip the scene. Or how's he feeling right now? Just press the button. They tell you what he's going to say. Fast forward.
And you can make it much more complex, too, because you'd have more information to work with. Like, instead of designing his whole cutscene,
yes,
you could design his character so when you tap on him, you get, like, 500 different responses.
That is cool. Yeah, you should. You should be able to respond how you want to respond. I can't wait till the day comes when you could actually type in your own response, and then
the AI,
respond back with you.
I've seen it on YouTube, but they got AI Skyrim. Someone modded AI into Skyrim.
And so you could actually type.
And the characters
talk to you. But it's a mod,
though.
But it's a mod, but still.
It's a mod. They use ChatGPT to, like, design the characters. So ChatGPT is set into all the NPCs.
Okay.
So you type, you know, on Skyrim PC, you type. So you type what you want, and then they respond to you accordingly.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I think
that's how games should be.
That's how they should be now. For now on.
That would make people happy.
Now that it exists.
But, I mean, you know what I mean? You got to ban certain, like, dirty things or just things that are off
banning.
The game that don't have nothing to do with the game. They should just ban that kind of stuff and just block it out, and then it doesn't accept it.
No,
and
A-rated
you
got to
type
games.
Something else. Yeah, so that kind of thing, of course, it has to have certain kind of limits if you're going to do something like that. But that is a cool concept right there. That's a cool design and a great thing that could happen. But, yeah.
Well, everybody, we just want to tell you that we hope you're having a good Monday morning. We hope you're having a nice sip of your hot coffee.
Or water.
While you're going to work.
Or soda, Red Bull, whatever you're drinking.
We know there's traffic. There's traffic everywhere. You live in California, you live in Los Angeles. Everywhere you go, there's traffic.
All over.
So just put something good on the radio.
I mean, all over every major city, there's traffic. So, I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Germany, England.
Every major city, there is some traffic, car traffic.
Yeah, it's always going on. But it's okay.
At least have something good to listen to on the radio.
And that is us.
And that is us.
Runner and Gunner Show podcast, video game podcast. And just listen up. You know, we're giving you information. We care about our audience a lot. Well, that's why we're on here. We're on here for you guys. We're doing it for our audience because we know that they need us and we need them. So it's a mutual thing. So shout out to all the Lennies and especially all the ladies.
Yeah, you know, we're telling you Lennies right now that, look it, you got to stop being so defensive. You got to start being kind.
Yeah.
And good to each other and everyone you meet.
Yes, because it'll come back to you within
time.
Even
when you're tired.
Especially during these holiday seasons. What are we talking about? We're talking about kindness in the holidays especially.
Exactly.
This is the time where it's supposed to be warm.
Stretch out your kindness.
And greatness, you know? These are, especially these two final months of the year.
Make
this is the time
big kindnesses.
Where you got to make some babies. And
this is the time.
It is. It's a great time. And we
a lot of babies are born in July.
A lot of babies are born in the summers. A lot of summer babies. I know some myself, and you guys know some yourselves.
Yep. August babies. Heck yeah.
August, September, you know, July, June.
Yep. It happens. So, everybody.
This is the cuddling and nesting time of the season. So, you better cuddle and nest up with your loved one, whether it's a man or a woman, whatever you're choosing, and whatever gender you are. We know who you are. We're watching you. Just kidding. But we just want you guys to have a good time and just love each other, care about each other, look out for your brother man and the other woman, everybody. You know, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, so take a swig of your coffee, everybody. Let's jump back into this. We're talking about
bad acting in video games.
That's bad acting? Bad acting. We're talking like House of the Dead,
like
bad
terrible.
Acting.
We're talking about Resident Evil. Bad acting.
Bad acting. Resident Evil Part 1.
Oh, my.
The worst acting ever.
With Leon?
Die Hard video game.
Yeah.
Die Hard video game. Bad acting.
Die Hard. Oh, man. That's a hard one to find.
Man. All right. So let's... Come on. The perfect one is Resident Evil Part 1.
Part uno.
We even all still remember the cheesy lines that they used to use. Remember, Barry, do you need a gun? No. I got this.
Yeah.
Giant Magnum.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are some other famous
Dirty
ones?
Harry
audience,
you know
famous
right,
lines
so
from Resident Evil Part
1. So when they first introduced the little the first guy, the first, you know, I want your brains guy, and when he it's kind of scary actually. That's kind of, but he doesn't say anything. So that
it
I don't know
cool.
if that actually counts as acting since he doesn't say a word. It's more like animation.
It
so that's
scares
separate.
Some people.
That's separated from what we're talking about because we're talking about
kids.
Actual vocal. Acting.
It was like
bad vocal acting.
You see like that bald head eating, and then it
it's
turns around.
It's kind of cool.
And the graphics
it looks
have,
all yeah. It looks like what's that old one? Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Nosferatu. He looks kind of like Nosferatu, a evil, creepy looking creature. And you're like, what the heck is that? When you first get introduced to it, it is very scary, especially when it first came out in what like 1997 or 8, back in those days.
Yeah.
Man, the PS1.
Man, what about that whole little cutscene in the PlayStation original version? They took it out of all the games. Why would you take out the best part of a video game?
Why?
And then repackage it, and then Lennies buy it with no complaint. Freaking stupid Lennies. They took out the coolest part of the game,
and then you buy it
and you have no complaint.
Nothing. No protest. Just let it slide.
Yep.
Just another day, you know?
You know, but you complain about everything else. I digress. Look it. They
Come
used to
on,
have this
Lennies.
Part. In the Sega Saturn version of Resident Evil.
All right, let them know, Gunner.
Black
you
and
got
white
it.
Film.
Here we go.
You can look it up on YouTube, actually.
People,
forget the Lennies.
Listen
YouTube.
To the man. Listen to him.
So then all it is Jill Valentine's and her brother
okay.
or whatever. Jill and other guy.
Yeah.
I forgot their names.
Her brother, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we'll call him Max. Jill and Max.
Jill and
Leon. Jill. No, not Leon, the first one.
Leon's the other guy. Leon's the...
Chris Redfield.
Okay, yeah, okay. There we go. Yeah, Chris.
Jill and Chris. They're the first ones.
Redfield, yeah. They're at the beginning, before they meet the other guy.
Yep, and then, so, they're in this black and white movie with Weskers. They run into the house. Bada boom, dogs are chasing them. Crows are attacking them.
Wow.
And then they go in. It's like
pretty
filled
spooky.
It's filled with a bunch of like low budget acting. It's like designed like a George Romero movie. But it's like, you could tell it was weird because they like put it in a PlayStation game. The video game designers, who are by no means Hollywood directors, created this movie themselves. And you could tell because it's like, it's so just like, what is the word? Just low budget, but video yeah, game low yeah. budget. It was different.
And they didn't even budget it correctly in the video game. So what you're saying is they could put a lot more money just to make it look better and also put more money into the acting. Just put more money into somebody who could vocalize it better instead of sounding like a weirdo or like a little, you know, like just, I don't want to say the bad word, but a little bleep. And so that person, they should have did a lot more with it. You know, they could have did a lot more with it. And that's why Resident Evil luckily still became a hit, still became one of the greatest games of our century, but the voice acting had nothing to do with that.
Hey, so Runner and I were going to take a look at this Resident Evil intro
wow.
for the Sega Saturn.
Look at that. That actually looks pretty good. I mean, the graphics for Sega Saturn, I mean, that's a Sega Saturn.
See,
and that looks pretty nice.
See the cinematography, like Hollywood movie star directors.
Yeah, how it's moving and the clouds.
They don't make they don't take risks like that.
Murder cases have recently that's not too bad.
I love that angle. I love that angle.
How they show the articles and various victims. They black out the parts that don't matter.
Yeah. Bravo team went to the hideout of the and it looks real.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I never actually
audience.
Seen this. Gunner's seen this before. Runner's never seen this before. This is a new thing to me.
See, look, you could tell that it was directed
man.
By a video game people. It wasn't directed by...
So those aren't even cornfields that you're hearing them run through. It's more like the bayous. More like just tall grass, you know, with those little...
I ain't gonna lie, I don't even look like America.
I don't know where the heck this is. Yeah, it looks like another country.
Barry, Weskers.
Oh, man,
see
that
these
guy
actors?
Looks like Gaiu.
But these are definitely Hollywood actors, like, you know, L.A. actors, right? That's an L.A. chick.
Yeah, for sure they are.
Him
oh,
too,
he
Mr.
Cool.
L.A.
That's Leon, right?
Chris.
Oh, it's Chris?
They show the dogs. The dogs are the first ones they show. It's not even the zombies.
So this is the promotion for the video game?
Oh, check it out. The dogs start taking out these fools.
Or this was in the actual video game.
This is in the actual video
wow,
game.
Wow, I've never seen this.
Yeah, they
wow.
took it out. They took it out of the rest of them. Like,
but
idiots.
Why?
Because they're stupid. They don't want to pay these actors, that's why. $5.
I know, these guys.
Yeah!
Whoa.
Told you.
Look at those fangs. Those dogs started, they're fanging.
Oh, did you hear that acting?
Man.
No emotion.
No emotion at all. I didn't even believe that. I didn't believe her scream. She should have been screaming her brains out, actually, instead of saying a name. Just scream would have been better in that. Man, that guy
there
sucks,
was,
too.
There was, see?
That guy sucks, too. All right, I mean...
There it is,
overall,
see? But that's what I'm saying, bad acting in video
great.
Games.
Not too great at all.
No,
but it
don't
was,
go.
It could have been... It was cool, though, but it was just bad acting. They did a good job.
It was definitely dubbed over. It was overdubbed, you know? No, don't go. But, like, even his acting, you got to watch it. Every audience, look
check
it up.
Check it out. Check it out.
On YouTube, put a Resident Evil intro, PlayStation, or Sega Saturn.
Yeah.
And then, like, Chris, he reaches up with no emotion, all stiff, one arm in the air, and going, no,
don't
go.
Such a Lenny thing.
And you can kind
of
tell what they're doing. The video game director probably was like, don't move because this is a video game.
Yeah. And that's all it was.
We're not putting it on the big screen. We're putting it onto a computer.
And it's pretty sad. I mean, that would have been cool. That would probably
help
it sell more units at that moment.
No one knew. No one in that casting knew what Resident Evil was going to become when they filmed that day in LA in 1997, probably six before they made the movie, before they made the game.
Dang.
I mean,
long time ago. So what did it? And this game became one of the greatest, highest selling games in PS1 history. So I mean, man, it just blew up. It blew up like a balloon. It popped.
It did.
It did.
It exploded.
Humongous.
And we all had it, and now they released like 500 different versions of it.
Yeah.
But they took out that intro. But still, the in-game has got some very bad acting.
Stop it. Don't open that door.
Oh, man. What in the world?
Yep.
What is this?
What? Oh, come on.
I remember that one.
What is it?
Look at you guys, the listeners could act better than that. I know you guys can. I know you have more talent than that. Just repeat what they said, and I bet you anything, it's more convincing than what I just heard. Because that, I mean, I'm sorry, whoever did that, it was terrible.
This is Skyrim.
So the Earl thinks you can be of use to me. Oh yes, he must be referring to my research into the dragons.
Man, that is the most non-emotional. Yes, what in the world is going on here?
Well, when I say fetch, I really mean delve into a dangerous ruin in search of an ancient stone tablet that may
take a breath, bro. Take a breath.
That's pretty bad. He's just running. He's just speeding through that thing like freaking.
He's just running.
He's running marathon right there. He's just going straight through it.
Let's look up Red Dead Part 2.
That was bad. Come on.
Let's look at bad acting.
Come on, actors. Let's go.
Worst acting ever from Red Dead.
Voice actors. Let's go.
I know. For real, voice actors. Let's
get
go.
Get down with it. You
get emotional.
How did you get professional? If dang, man. Come on. What the heck was that?
I don't know what this is. Hold on.
That little yell. Man. Red Dead Redemption.
I got you now, you bastard.
It's actually pretty good.
We are all bastards, my friend.
Dutch.
Yeah. Mr. Dutch.
Is some would-be emperor's whore.
What?
The funny thing is, the guy who plays Dutch really talks like that, which is kind of cool. And if you ever get a chance to look up the real Dutch, his voice is so loud that his microphone keeps going every time he talks. Like, he has to hold the microphone far away from him.
Not because of you. Because
he talks just like that.
I am sure they are, which is why you're going to let us leave. Oh, you are dying right here.
He's about 7'12".
We've killed better men than
you fools. About 425 pounds. But his voice is amazing.
I've had enough of this, Arthur.
Yeah, okay. So, like, you know, just bad acting, you know. Well, Red Dead Redemption is actually a game that actually had good acting.
Great acting, yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's some
Academy
bad stuff
award-winning
in there.
Acting.
Yeah, but, oh, man, hold on. Okay, we got to go. We haven't done a commercial yet. All right, okay. Yeah.
We got to take a quick commercial.
We're getting too into it. Sorry, guys. Okay. Yeah, we're going. Hold on. All right, so, we got to go right now. Let's give our promoters a chance, and then we'll be right back with everything we're talking about and a whole lot more.
A whole lot more. We're talking about bad acting in video games. Bad acting in video games. Audience, you know some games where the acting is just horrendous. Like, there's a whole list of games, you know. All the Bethesda games, all the Obsidian, Knights of the Old Republic,
yeah,
all of them.
A lot of them.
Mass Effect.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back with that and
so much more
after these commercial breaks. Foot Locker, Jordan. Welcome to Foot Locker. How may I help you, sir? Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. Who are you?
Hey, what's up? My name's Michael Jordan.
Whoa! Really?
Yeah, that's right.
You are the Michael Jordan?
Yeah, it's me.
Well, we have these, your shoes. Wait a minute. These shoes. We got your shoes. Your shoes. They're called the Air, Flight, Hop, Float, and Jump.
Well, I just spilled some Big Mac sauce all over my last shoes. So maybe I can get a pair of brand new ones right now.
Well, the Air, Flight, Hop, Float, and Jump shoe will wipe all that off for you for free. And all it does is have a natural napkin come out. You press the pump one time, the napkin comes out, and they look shiny as new.
That sounds pretty good.
And how for much? You, I'll give you the Jordan discount. So only $1,500.
That's all?
Instead of $15,000.
Well, I'll take two. Thanks, Foot Locker.
You
really helped me fly.
Air, flight, jump, float, and shoot.
Now this season, get a promotion of the hip, flight, jump, shoot shoe for only $1,000. And if you buy two, you get them for $2,000.
I mention runner and gunner, you get a 50% discount.
This winter, are you prepared for the greatest show on ice?
Thank you very much.
Well, have a hunk of love and a hunk of Elvis when he comes to the ice skating rink.
I have a peanut butter and jolly sandwich. Do me right. Thank you very much.
Well, burn my love down. A little less dancing, a little more conversation. This is Elvis on ice.
We're going to rock this ice like Jailhouse Rock.
Come join us at the Anaheim Studios for Elvis on Ice to hear him sing his greatest classics.
Oh, yeah.
Monday morning cracks, everybody.
And we want you guys to know that bad acting is always going to be in video games. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, we're just telling you guys the truth. We're trying to tell you, yeah, there's a lot of bad acting in video games, and there's a lot of great acting in video games. We're talking about
audience, you tell us what the bad acting in video games is. What video games do you know that have the worst acting ever? Of course, we can't sit here and name them all.
Yeah, there's so many.
We're only two people.
Yeah, there's too many. I mean, we need you guys to give us something. Like, give us some of your opinions on these bad video games, and then we could probably just tally them off and then let you guys know which one won.
All right, I could tell you that I've played many years of video games in my life. Many years. Since I was a small boy in 1986, born and raised with a Nintendo controller in my hand, and I've seen my fair share of terrible acting in video games, just like that Resident Evil that I just showed you.
Yeah.
I was born into that. I was, like, well of age when that game came along and scared
Same
all
here.
The kids. But even as terrible as that was, no, don't go. Even as terrible as that was, it's still not nowhere as bad as NBA 2K.
Oh, man.
Or even WWE 2K.
Or did we see some clips here about how terrible
Here's
they
a clip
did
from NBA 2K18.
Okay, yeah. Let's just give it to them personally so they could judge for themselves.
Judge for yourself.
Here you guys go.
Do you
go.
Think this should win some Academy Awards?
I thought he wouldn't talk to me if I had
All right, hold
agent.
On. Here we go.
He
go.
Hey, B.
What
You're not
going
to believe this. It was great, all right? There was a scout from the L.A. Lakers, and they want me to try out for the team.
Try out? Like, you could be on the team?
Yes, but
that's not what I got from the conversation.
He said he asked me if I had an agent, and I had to tell him no because I don't.
No, but he offered you a tryout.
Yes, he offered me a tryout.
Then let's get you an agent.
I don't know any people.
Yo, I know this dude. His name's Andre. He used to know my little twin, Little Tasty. You know what I'm talking about? They used to have that. But the point is, he got me that casting thing with the commercial.
You talking about the commercial? You didn't get the commercial.
But he told me when and where it was. You know
but
what I'm
you
saying?
Never went to the commercial.
Wow.
Are you hearing this?
That was
Did
one
you get
of
the commercial?
The
I didn't get the commercial. Did you get the commercial? Well, and you should see these
without
potatoes.
Without any emotion, without any. Like, you're doing a commercial. We're talking about making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Nobody's excited. No enthusiasm involved. Just
nobody
pure,
cares.
Flat emotion.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, this whole waste of money and time and effort to make two potatoes talk to each other.
Exactly.
And then one of them's Justin Timberlake. That's what we were talking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah,
one
of
them is
that
Justin Timberlake, and the other person is a potato, a girl, some potato.
Yeah.
Who, like, keeps making these obnoxious jokes that aren't funny and nobody cares about. Like,
nobody cares about
bad
him.
Acting and bad writing and so much money wasted.
Wasted. And good graphics,
and
though. That's what's so dumb about it.
Basketball video game.
The bad thing is the graphics are pretty great.
Are great.
They're good. The graphics are good. I don't
Except
know about the
potato.
Physics and everything, but the graphics look amazing. Like, you could actually see the facial hair on the character. You could see how his haircut is, where the fade is, the high
his
top,
shoes,
low top.
You can see
his
high
shoes.
Tops
you
or
could
low
see
tops.
If he's wearing Nikes or Converse or Reebok. Like, you could tell what all that stuff is. But then, why? They spent all this money on all that. But then why can't they spend, you know, a couple thousand just to get some decent actors? And it's so terrible. It's pretty.
How about they just
it's ridiculously embarrassing.
All that, like, all the money that goes to voice acting, and writing, and designing stupid potatoes that talk to each other,
scrap
and all this
all.
Nonsense
so you're
of a storyline.
Just get rid of it completely. Throw it out the
get
window.
Get rid of it and use that time and effort to make a better game.
So how about Or since you want to do these little scenes, how about we just do it old school and just have the fast forward button and have them typing, just writing what they're saying. And if you want to take the time to read it, you can. And if not, just fast forward to the next scene.
At least it should be like a real NBA person's life, you know, like, hey, he's a nerd. He goes to high school. That's what it should be about.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a nerd. He goes to high school. Boom, he's in college. He's still a nerd. He studies.
Becomes an NBA champion.
Becomes an NBA champion.
He has...
Or if you want to take the low road, maybe
you're some
jabroni who's living with your mama.
Yeah.
And then, like, you bust out because you go to tryouts and you work every day and you play in the hood every day.
Yeah.
And then you break into the NBA and you work your way up that way.
Yeah, you avoid the gangs, you avoid the drugs, and you just stick to your ball.
So either way.
You and your ball.
You're from the streets or you're from school.
And they show him sleeping with the ball, waking up with the ball. Bouncing the ball and breakfast.
The ball.
Yeah, walking to school, bouncing the ball around, talking
making
to his
out
friends,
with his lady with the ball.
Ball in hand. Yeah, exactly. Doing the doo-doo with the ball in hand.
Tying his shoes with the ball in his hand.
Yeah. See, stuff like that. Order pizza, ball in hand. No ball bouncing in here. So you just tuck it and then grab your pizza, bounce it while you're taking it home.
So that, like, look it. It doesn't take that much effort to make a video game store because ultimately the objective...
With the money they have, you know? If you got the money, it doesn't take that much effort.
Because ultimately...
that's all you need.
The objective is to win.
Exactly.
To win the bad guy.
Exactly.
In most video games, in most all video games...
There's always a bad guy.
There's a protagonist. Even if the environment's a protagonist, like in Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
I mean, Little Nightmares, I mean, and Little Big Planet.
Both.
So even in both those games... There's a protagonist, there's a bad guy who you're trying to win, and ultimately when you win, then the game is over, and you get to start over, hopefully with all your perks and everything.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you just continue playing. In both cases, none of that needs explanation.
Not at all, nothing. There's nothing to explain, you don't need, and they actually pay these people to do these terrible roles.
They pay them, and...
I don't get it. If you're paid to do something,
when we say this,
do it
like,
right.
Just leave Red Dead out of this. Like, Red Dead is on its own. It's a unique game that nothing will ever achieve in a long time. And so let's not count Red Dead, but let's count, like, Uncharted. Terrible,
Uncharted,
stupid acting.
I know, yeah.
So much nonsense in that acting. Oh, or what about the one, The Last of Us?
The Last of Us, yeah.
All
Last
that
of
nonsense.
Us
There's
two.
So much cutscenes in that
movie. Oh,
man,
you gotta do a lot of stuff.
That
the game
is
cool, but dang.
That's what
that
I'm saying.
Acting. Ugh.
Let's see, and what else?
Kind of horrendous.
Hitman. Oh, man, what about
Hitman?
Hitman
was cool, but.
Oh, yeah.
And then
cool.
Especially when
what
they
bad
get.
Bad acting.
And speaking of that, you get people from international characters, and they have these horrible accents that they actually don't even talk like that in real life. Like, if. Might as well just make them speak their native tongue. It would be much better if you have the native tongue and then just have the what's it called, the words on the closed captioning on the bottom in English or whatever, Spanish, whatever you speak. And instead of having these horrible guys try to speak your home accent, which can be, you know, whether it's European, Spanish, English, whatever, Japanese, whatever.
English.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it is.
British.
They just need to know that. British is awesome. Not Spain. But they just need to know that, you don't have to do these horrible accents and try to emulate the other countries and just tear the language apart. Tearing up the English and the Spanish and the Japanese language, Chinese and the German, you know, just tearing those languages apart and making them sound horrendous. It's just like, come on now, just have them speak whatever country they're from, put closed caption underneath. Whatever country you're from, and do it that way instead of having them try to speak the native tongue of the video game's origin.
So yeah, good acting in video games does exist, like Red Dead. There's also another game that had good acting in it, and it's called Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts, okay.
They had all the cartoon characters who did it pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Donald Duck and Goofy.
Well, because they actually put money out there. They were willing to fork out the dough.
Yeah, Square Enix.
Do it.
They kind of have some good acting in the Square Enix,
they do.
Even the
they
Final
do.
Fantasy games.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But as far as that's all I could really tell you that's got good acting. But
good
there's a
acting,
whole
huh?
list of games that have bad acting.
Oh man.
Let's see. We can keep going. Like even I remember there was a game called Nightclub Racing, and in this game,
I think I know what you're talking about.
This guy hired models. actors, aka, and he said that he couldn't get the right model, so the fool shaved his legs and shaved his face, and he put on a wig and he posed as the model himself.
Wait a minute, hold on.
And put himself on the cover.
You're crossing over to a whole new. This is a whole new thing. What?
This is back in the day too.
Wait a minute. Let's take that. Let's bring that back. Hold on. Did you just say shaved his legs, shaved his arms, shaved his armpits, posed as
the girl,
shaved his sack, and put a dress on, and a wig.
Yep, but he did do that.
And painted his nails.
And it was called Nightclub, I think. The game was called Nightclub.
Holy moly. Well, hey, I mean, I'm all for going all out for your video game and trying to promote.
Well, I mean, but the point is, talk that about direction is bad acting else. In video games. That's bad acting in video games. You know what else? Like, there's a game called Dragon Quest. It's got a Dragon Quest. I heard about Dragon Quest.
I never played it, but I know that game.
Because I guess apparently, like, it's much cheaper to send your voice actors to record them in England than it is to record them in America.
Oh.
So they send, like, Japanese developers send a lot of their voice acting to England. There's a
Hollywood and Hollywood and Hollywood and Hollywood. But what is the English version of?
London.
But, I mean, come on. London, Hollywood.
What do they produce, what
would
right?
If you're going to be a voice actor or any type of actor, would you rather go to London or Hollywood? You know, come on now. I mean,
I'd say if I wanted to eat simple. Cucumbers and sour cream, then I would go to London.
It'd be like, if you want to be a great musician, would you go to Liverpool or
Germany. Hamburg, Berkshire?
Yeah, exactly. Or India, you know, which one? I mean, I'd probably go to Hamburg and Frankfurt and all those good places.
Belgium.
Yeah, Bitburg and all the, you know, all those great places.
Speaking of all these great places in Europe.
Germany, to be more specific, we like got to give a shout out to
our beer of the month. Which is Schlenkerla. Schlenkerla, go ahead and get it in America at your Total Wine and Beverages and More.
Yeah.
They got them. Some
Bevmos. They're very limited.
Very limited. Schlenkerla, they come from
all the way from Germany. Heck yeah.
Yes, we'll have more on that a little later.
Yeah, but we're
quick shout out for that.
Actually, next week we're planning to do an on-air display of
smoky beer. The Germans' very own famous smoky beer.
And so that is the beer of the month, Schmoke everybody.
Robinson.
And do not forget that. It is Schlenkerla,
everybody.
So everybody just, you know, if you see it out there, if you look it up and you see it in an area near you, just grab yourself one and, you know, have a good old time. Just with one. You don't have to grab 21. If you're 20 and over, that is, go grab one. Schlenkerla, beer of the month.
Schlenkerla, everybody.
All right, so back to the bad acting. Yeah, there's so much bad acting and so many things that are terrible in the systems that we're just going to give you a quick display of one of the bad acting that we have seen throughout all of the video games that we have been playing. And just listen to it. I don't really have to explain much about it because you will see through the whole scenery, the whole setup is cool. Like, usually the graphics are okay and the physics are pretty fine, but then they come in with these weirdo, crazy, like, out of the universe, out of the box type of acting ordeals, which are something that you didn't expect to be in your video game. When you play a video game, you just expect it to be the minimum of acting and the maximum of playing. You know, just grabbing the controller and pressing all these different motions that give you combos and do this and that. But this is about the acting that is horrendous. So go ahead, Gunner. Let's show them what we
this
got.
Is WWE 2K20.
Do me this favor. Red and Trey, this is Peyton Royce. We met when she trained here in Calgary, and now she recently signed with NXT.
So who am I facing tonight? And by the way, it's cold enough to freeze the tail off a brass kangaroo.
And this is a real actress. I mean, a real WWE wrestler.
You'll actually be facing a real actress, you know? In her first ever match.
Maybe the Royce fight today.
Wow. It's an honor. We actually watch you on NXT all honor. The time.
I mean, she's hot, but she's kind of... Let me see. What's the color of her hair?
Who knows what?
Now I see.
She's kidding. I told you to
like, these actors, they got this job? Wait, like, see, the game developers clearly did not care one bit about the creativity or the creative design about the scene. They didn't care about any aspect of whatever's going on. Not even the graphics. The graphics look terrible. Everything just looks so stupid.
Right.
It's just weird that this would get greenlit and this would actually get on the packaged retail version of the game when you know that it is freaking terrible. This is like borderline. This game was made in 2021.
Wow, so you're talking about it's worse they made this
than Tony Hawk.
So for people were inside, I mean, they're stuck inside, and you're thinking like a genius mind would think, hey, let me get the greatest actors and the greatest this and that for the Rona when everyone's staying inside. And you would think like, hey, I should just collect all these great actors and just make a masterful acting skits in my video games. But no, what did they do? This was during the Rona, correct?
Yes.
Dang.
Check this out. That was made in 2020, and this was made in like, what, 2004.
All right.
Check this acting out.
2004.
Excuse me,
next year.
It's the future.
I'm running all the way around this pool, so stay the hell out of my way, and you might learn something.
Oh, right. This is cool. Oh, because that's the master. That's the man. That was the man's voice, right? Yes. Was that the man?
That was not the man, but that was the story mode in Tony Hawk's Underground.
All right, so that sounded, actually, I like that more than the 2020 thing you just played. Because,
you're right, me too. I like this better. Look at this one.
What the producers gave us was much better.
Look at this acting. Well, let's put it back a little.
Thanks, producers.
Can you believe it? Hawaii.
So the setup is they're on a plane. They're just talking to each other, getting ready to go somewhere.
Cool graphics too, right? Look at little video games in the background.
Perform skateboarding tricks.
Draw cool graphics too. You know he's drawing on his paper. Rodney Mullen's there.
Yeah.
Cool shirts.
Very nice shirt. Yeah.
He's sporting his own brand, Rodney Mullen.
Just looking cool for the time. For the time it was. So they're on an airplane.
Terrible acting.
But yeah, I mean, man.
Maybe you can be pro in a few years. Tubular. Cool graphics.
Would you guys still listen to us?
Cool graphics, like that. Right?
Graphics are cool. Really good.
Bad acting too, right?
It looks, to be honest, this looks better than what Roblox looks in the current state. Just this, the graphics on that.
Wow.
Which is cool.
So they were like more ahead of the time back then in video games than they are now.
See, it's blocked.
It's blocked.
But it's not pixelating. It doesn't pixelate like video games.
I thought you meant they have mental blocks.
No.
Societal mental block in video games.
That too. That's true too, though. We'll go on about that after. But I'm just saying that it's the blocks. It's more like a Roblox thing. This is probably the innovators of Roblox.
The graphics are a little blockier, more fun, you know.
Minecraft and Roblox,
The Unreal Engine just makes everything so shiny and slick.
They sure do.
My eyes slip off of it.
See, but they kind of changed their ways. We're not going to talk about that on this episode because this episode is about something else. But, yeah, next time we're going to talk about how video games have changed their ways and the improvement of it all. I mean, the graphics are amazing, but there's so much other things that can be improved. We're going to talk about that later on. In the Thanksgiving Day special one.
Check this out. This is Mass Effect. Tell me if this acting's good or not.
Mass Effect.
Setting up the link now, Commander.
Commander, Exogeny should have told us about the Thorian.
Once again, graphics are very nice.
Might have been able to capture it for
looks like Star Wars.
Star Trek, Star Wars.
Look how that turned
a little bit of both.
Perhaps it's for the best then. At least the colony was saved.
Of course it was saved.
The robots have good voice acting, but it still sucks.
I kind of like the way they did the voice, like how they switched it up. But this guy sucks.
This guy's terrible. The main actor is terrible.
I like what they did with their. Yeah, I like what they did with the AIs, with how they switched up their voices, which is cool. They should all have switched voices like that.
So
and then it would all fit in together, you know, if they're all talking like that.
So this is Mass Effect, he's talking to his own crew.
It's so stupid because holograms. They were holograms and he was normal there. So they should have had him as a hologram talking weird too. Talking cool.
How are you feeling?
In my opinion.
Dr. Chakwas assures me I am going to be fine. I was impressed with her knowledge of Asari physiology.
So terrible. That's terrible acting.
So she's a blue alien with cornrows.
It pissed me off if this is how I had to get information for my level, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so the weird thing is sometimes they actually want you to watch these because they give secrets of the levels, like how to power up and how to find this and this, how to find the special gun and find the special whatever it is. They actually want you to watch these, and they leave specifically special weapons or level ups or even bonus levels in these dumb cutscenes. And that's kind of the sad thing when the cutscenes suck.
It's true. This is Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, the original.
Don't Star worry. Wars!
You must learn that for yourselves.
All right, shout out to Star
Remember
Wars fans.
Here
we go. Remember
competitors here. Fight for your destiny or go home.
Man, if you
so flat.
What is going on here?
The code of the Sith and tell me of it. Will be rewarded.
Oh,
the rest is for you to discover.
It's cool. Like, it is cool. The presentation is cool, but this acting.
The background is really nice, and the way the ARs are moving is cool.
Yeah, everything is cool.
But there's only one thing wrong with it, and Gunner knows.
The bad acting.
The bad acting. And that's what we've been talking about.
All right, so
and that's why the show is about that, because look it, the graphics were amazing, even the movements were cool, like everything's, you know, all great, except for the terrible acting, the voices, the AI, man, come on, people.
So apparently, according to the internet, this is the epitome of bad acting in video games.
Here we go.
This is the house of the
this
day.
This is the internet winner, number uno, according to the internet. So let's just play it and let's show them why it's number one. According to the internet.
According to the
Netinet.
Internet.
Oh no!
Okay. Well, first off, the graphics are kind of caca. Oh. What in the heck is going on? All right, so we're just going into the better part where we're actually going to get to see. Wow.
I don't think they did it.
House of the Dead, right. Man.
We gotta do this.
Sounds pretty garbagey. I mean, already. And there's not even, we didn't even hear much. We only heard a couple lines. And to me, sounded like garbage already. I mean, come on. All right. Bad acting in video games. House of the Dead. Take two. Okay. So, the House of the Dead. Actually, it was a cool game if you were around in the night and as old enough to be around. There's not a lot of us out there, but if you're old enough to be around in the late 90s and there was the end of the arcade era, House of the Dead was one of the big ones. And you could still find it at certain places like Dave & Buster's and retro arcade places. And you get a gun and you could even like pump it like a shotty. You could pump it sometimes. Or you can't, or you point it down away from the screen to reload. It says reload, reload, and you start shooting, and blood just splats everywhere. It was a cool game, House of the Dead. So I give them credit for that. But what we were talking about is how bad the acting was. The acting was a whole different issue within itself. And nobody really paid attention to it because when the arcade is going on, when you're at the arcade, it's so loud that you don't really give a crap about the little cutscenes. You're more focused on things like, how can I pass this game without having to give another dollar or 75 cents, you know? So that's what you're more focused on than the bad acting at that point. So, I mean, the acting was terrible.
You know, there's not too much acting in that game. Sorry for wasting everybody's time. But like Runner was saying,
but I let them know what the game was about, so that's cool.
You get so wrapped up in the game that you don't really care about the acting.
And then especially if you're playing if you're playing on a team, then you just talk to the other person next to you like, man, that was a good level. We kicked butt, or we got smoked a little bit in that level, but let's do it again. Come on, it's even funner when you have a partner with you. Even if you play solo, hey, you're still gonna have fun.
And everybody's too coy and too modest and too kissing each other's butt to talk about this, but GTA 5 has got some of the worst voice acting
ever recorded.
The biggest waste of money in existence for a video game.
I know, right? Runner, check this out. Rockstar thinking?
Is Gunner, this good?
Gunner, what is Rockstar thinking?
First one is on that freighter in a container below deck.
Is that cool? Do you like that voice he's making?
So it's likely they're keeping it on ice. They're landing.
Look, my lady and my union. That's all I got. So why don't we?
Is this cool? Do you think you're watching Breaking Bad when you watch this cutscene?
If you're comfortable,
With the camera angles, all like it's Steven Soderbergh, right?
Right.
It is Breaking Bad. Like, they watched Breaking Bad and they made this game right afterwards.
So it's like three crackheads and a gang leader. Crunches and feeling bad. Pretty much.
Pork chop.
Okay, when have you ever heard? Wow. So pork chop, what is that? The heck does that mean? I like pork chops, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Good angles.
Pork chops
kind
are bomb.
They're chopping up the
especially
guy's top
some
of his head.
Sauce, pork chops and apple chops. Oh,
you,
hey.
You back there. I know you.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. This is driving me nuts. It's so terrible.
All right, talk about irony. Irony is Grand Theft Auto 2, one of the greatest acting video games of all time.
Yep,
Grand Theft Auto 2. And then what the heck happened, Rockstar? What happened?
Oh, what about Ray Liotta in Vice City?
Vice City. You know, that was right before.
That was good acting in video games.
That was two, I'm tripping. That was 2003. That was San Andreas. Anyways, but Vice City, I think that's like part four.
Vice City, Something San like Andreas had good acting too. Big Smoke.
Willie
Nelson.
Eazy-E. Willie Nelson.
Dennis Hopper. Samuel Hip-hop. Jackson is the cop.
Samuel, yep. Man, I know. They had everybody.
What about Silent Hill? Remember that game? That game was pretty cool, freaky acting.
It was more scary acting. It was more very good, like Wes Craven style acting, which I liked a lot, and it was amazing.
Check that out, audience.
Yeah, check it out. If you guys haven't seen it, go and see it.
Yeah, voice acting in video games, it's coming a long ways, and video games think that they need to focus on voice acting to sell a game. Yeah. But we're saying that, you know what? Nobody cares about that. We're still playing NES games. Watch everybody's phone. We got NES emulators everywhere. If we're still playing Mario, that means
Super Mario 3 is still one of the best video games of all time. You know, it's one of the highest selling in history.
And I'm just saying, NES.
Not in revenue, but in selling.
If you're playing Tetris, that means you don't care nothing about no stupid cutscene.
No voice acting.
Made by some group of perverts.
Right.
You don't know how to film a movie.
Oh, man.
Nobody cares about your stupid movie.
If it's a video game. Bubble Bobble.
You know what we want to do when we play?
You don't care
when
about
we watch
that
a cutscene in video games? We want to press start and skip it. Just like in the old Sega Genesis games.
Or else even at least let him hold a button down. Any button. I mean, let him hold any button down. It should be optional. Just press the button, hold it down,
and then it skips. Then they make the bad acting crucial.
So if it, it that's
to
what
the
I'm
information
saying.
That
if,
you need to
but
pass
if,
the level.
If it is information that you need through that bad acting, they should give you a clue. Like, say, clue, da-da-da-da-da. Just give you the clue
and save it
in your notes. Yes, save. You should have a notebook, save it in your notes, look at the notes later and say, oh, that's the clue they were giving me in that bad acting scene.
But what makes me, like, the math doesn't add up. It confuses me. Is that how come you would spend money on this?
Yeah.
Knowing that the audience doesn't care about it.
They don't.
Because are you thinking about, oh, if I do this, I need to be like Halo, which Halo Part 1 had some great acting.
Halo Part 1 was cool, but not the new.
Not these new ones where freaking Master Chief is taking off his mask and has long hair and it's a chick and he faints.
Master Queef.
Our Cortana faints on the floor and claims her love to Master Chief.
Cortana.
Not all this drama. We're talking about that straight military Part 1. You know, what's... They had voice actors on that one, too. They had that guy, that dude. They had him. But anyways, you can go check it out, Halo voice actors.
Matt Dillon.
I think Samuel Jackson was in that one, too.
They should put Matt Dillon. Just bring him. You know what? I think the next Red Dead Redemption should have Matt Dillon, John Wayne, Clint Eastwood.
I'm saying AI.
That's what I'm saying. Put the AIs in there and just make them sound really amazing.
I want AI John Wayne.
So this is for next week. We're going to talk about next week's subject, which is which AI characters would you prefer in a video game? So that's next week's subject, everybody. But
that
for
is.
Now, we're going to talk about
because look at in an AI, this. You could have AI John Wayne. But as a video game developer, you could just put AI John Wayne in the map and he learns and does whatever he wants at the start of the game.
Yeah, so you start off as young Mr. Young Wayne, and at the end of the game, you
train your John Wayne, your AI John Wayne, to be so good that he helps you win the game.
Yeah, so he upgrades
that's next week.
From six shooter to extended bullets to a banana clip six shooter to a freaking long barrel, Dirty Harry big old long barrel murderer shooter. And he's still in the Wild Wild West, but that's next week's episode, like Gunner says.
All right, everybody. Hey, is there another crack in there for me, Runner?
I believe so.
Producers, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Giving us our chest full of ice.
Thanks, guys.
Everybody out there.
Let me check the ice chest. Hold on.
Games that suck that you still pay for with bad acting. You know, Mad Max. Remember that game? It had some pretty crazy bad acting. You know, another game is called, anything made by Obsidian or Bethesda has some pretty bad acting. All the Elder Scrolls, Skyfall. And you know what's weird is, like, after all these years of making video games, you think you'd finally learn how to direct a movie. And we're still waiting for that video game, that one video game, to break the ice and cross over through video games.
Yes, we are. And I'm back.
Cross over from video games into movies to cross over.
Right on, yes.
To like make a video game acting so good that Hollywood turns, is that even like, whoa, great, you caught our attention.
Yes, yeah, you recognize how great the acting is. And they're like, oh my gosh, we can't let this guy do video games. Let's just take his butt on over to Hollywood and become a super action star, you know, per se.
Red Dead is, I think, the closest we'll ever get.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So far.
Rocky Dillon, or per se, Rocky Balboa, or, you know, somebody like that, or Predator. Or,
and you know what's crazy is
Samuel
that
L.
There is, like, some
Adams.
Movie directors that make a video game, or they, like, produce a video game, and it still doesn't capture that essence of, like, drama that we want to see. Video games do capture their own drama.
They sure do.
But it's best written.
It's different, though. It's
when
different.
When you make a movie, your cutscenes, the information is in your cutscenes.
Right.
You lose all the drama. That's for certain. That's all I got to tell you, is you lose all the magic of the story when you have to push a cutscene to tell your story.
And it's so stupid because a lot of people just fast forward through that cutscene because they don't really care. They don't give a damn. I'm just trying to beat this game. I'm trying to win this game. I'm not going to watch all this crap just because you have a little extra something for me. But what if that extra something for me is unlockable, like something that's unlockable that you got to go through, like to unlock the last level. You have to watch the whole cutscene, and they finally give you the code at the very last 20 seconds of that cutscene. And the cutscene is 10 minutes.
And don't get us started on like the missions on Red Dead where you're walking, you're traveling with someone, and you got to listen to someone's conversation the whole way there.
Oh, man.
Like, what in the most useless storytelling could I ever hear?
Come on. Talk about campfire tales.
My ears are bleeding because it's so terrible to listen to.
It's stupid.
And then not only that, but it's like recorded differently. The energy's different than like the cutscene recordings. Yeah. So like all the momentum is completely drained, and you got to listen to two bored actors lay out lines that nobody cares about.
Right.
And then like the video game designer is out of his mind. He's all coked up that he don't even care. He just tells his team what to do, and they do it. And they did a great job. Great job, team. But all that money you could have saved by not doing that. Just pushing the story through words. Even if there was words when you're writing with each other, if there's words on the bottom, that'd be so much cooler.
And very much easier as well.
And very much easier, because then you would like, you could imagine their relationship in your mind instead of having these tired voice actors.
Yes.
Voice tired emotions between
each
other.
And they have to wear all these bubble suits and all this crap. It's like, come on, man.
Oh, and don't get me started on the women actors.
Oh, gosh.
In the Red Dead Redemption.
No. We could save that for a whole nother show.
I know. Actually, we've gone on too far, everybody.
Oh, man. We got to go. You're right.
We got to go. We got so much more. We're going to have a part two of this.
Yeah, this is just the beginning, but
there's so much more.
Everybody, don't forget.
N64 had acting. Conkers. I don't know. N64 had some. See, we could even talk about that. Dreamcast had Shenmue.
Yeah, Sonic was cool.
This bad acting pushed the story.
No, but they were kind of cool. I mean, Sonic acting was kind. Yeah, it did. Like, it wasn't that great of acting, but at the same time,
You're down.
Yeah, they're a good. They're doing it.
And it makes
you want to watch it. Yeah, it makes you want to watch it because.
Oh, Assassin's Creed. We didn't. They had.
Oh yeah.
Okay, acting.
It was kind of cool. I mean, some of it was mind-numbing. They got with the times, but some of it was dumb. But they got with the times.
Some of it was France and England, and they got the accents down.
And yeah. they pretty much studied their crap, but. Early on, maybe not so much, but later on, they knew that it was gonna be a hit. So
it's kind of good. They
got down with it.
I wouldn't say Assassin's Creed is the worst voice acting.
No,
way
no.
better than it's, GTA it's 5.
Yeah,
way
yeah.
better than GTA
yeah,
5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
GTA
it.
5 is like
by long distance. Yeah,
just it's intolerable.
It's
that
so
story
bad.
Mode.
I can't believe that's what I'm saying. How can you go from
you can't
San
play
Andreas,
it twice. You
Vice
can't play
City,
it twice.
Ray freaking Liotta to. This garbage are acting. Not game, whatever. You could have your own opinions on the game. The game is this and that and this and that and this. But the acting, the voice acting, freaking Ray Liotta.
It's crazy.
It is.
That's
nuts.
What it is.
It
Let's
is.
Get all aboard the crazy train and buy
it
these stupid
nuts.
Video games
it's
that waste our time.
Crazy.
Oh, Dead Rising. That's a game that had okay. Voice acting.
Dead
it's kind of scary.
Was cool, though. It was close.
Part one. Part one only.
It was just short cutscenes.
Part two had terrible acting, and part three had even worse acting.
You see what I'm saying? Why the decline? Why, when your game gets popular, decline instead of incline? I would have said, I would have thought that
Time.
It would have got better instead of worse. That's crazy.
Evil Within, bad voice acting. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
That's just how it goes.
Ghost in the Darkness, Parasite Eve. These are some games that had some very bad acting.
Yeah.
But they were very interesting, too. You
great
check
games,
them out.
Cool games, but the acting, oh my gosh, you can't even. Horrendous.
It's horrendous.
You can't
yeah.
even comprehend.
But you know what's weird? It's like the voice acting on the PlayStation 1, as terrible as it might have been, the voice acting nowadays, to me, is worse. It's more
Much
cringy.
Worse.
It like it drives me nuts. I can't tolerate. That's why I don't play like these new video games with the big
yeah,
stories.
Yeah.
Because I can't tolerate.
Except for Red Dead. Red Dead was cool, but that was still about four
Except
or five
Dead.
Years ago. It was still years ago. But these new ones, I understand what you're saying, and I understand where you're coming from. And they have to improve. They have to. I mean, things.
They have to improve.
It's time. It's already time. There's so many actors out there. There's so many voice actors you could find instead of. Hiring these people that have no emotion and don't even help the game. It actually drags
the game
backwards.
That's kind of how Hollywood is nowadays anyways. Like, you're hiring these Hollywood actors who have no emotion in their movies.
And drag them
just
because
they're good at passing the audition. But passing the audition don't mean nothing.
Until you're actually under
the
limelight.
It's the finished product of the limelight that means everything.
That means everything.
Can this person finish a product, not that sells, but that is good?
Yeah.
Anyone could sell. Rockstar, the name sells. You could put a piece of garbage in a CD
of course,
and everybody's
of course.
Gonna buy it.
Of course, you know, like MGM, Paramount, you know, those big names. They sell, but if you put a piece of garbage under it, it'll sell just because of the name of the brand. But it doesn't mean that there's greatness behind it all the time. So what they got to do is focus on greatness again. Get it back again. You know, let's bring back the dopeness. And let's leave whatever the garbage is behind.
Yeah, I'm telling you, everybody.
Fire up the garbage on the hill.
I am down just for writing and reading. Like when you put in a video game, when you push a story, you're just writing on the bottom of the screen,
just like
Sega Genesis did,
exactly.
just like NES did.
Well,
Game Boy did it.
Switch still does that right now, currently. Some games, not all games.
Okay.
But some games.
Remember Switch. Game Boy. Original. The original green screen.
Oh, you're talking
Game
about
Boy.
Black and white, old school.
Green and white.
Green and white, yeah.
Remember how they push a story? It'd be like
full.
It was like kind of like a silent movie.
Yes.
Big words, boom. And the killer was there in New York.
Yeah, and then
boom,
you gotta go. And
then, showed Shinobi. And then you'd play the game.
Yeah, and then he does a jump flip.
And
then
so
you just
in our imaginations, we know what Shinobi's after. He's after the killer.
Who stole his wife, our girlfriend.
Or something, yeah.
Something like that. Our treasure. Something big.
And so nowadays, they're like a full cutscene of like his wife getting kidnapped and glass breaking.
Exactly.
And then he's at the office and he spills coffee on his shirt and he's clueless.
And he's all stressed out and then he calls the
and
phone.
He comes home and cuts
wife
himself shaving.
The phone.
And they show the drop of blood splash and then water gets in
and
me.
And he looks up and it's freaking.
And then he puts on the mask. And like, you know, you know less about the story with that stupid setup than you do when it just said, and so the killer's on the loose.
Exactly, and then just get back into it. Just jump into your flip suit and start shooting ninja stars and
crack one, everybody.
And you know, just shoot out. Good old days. But now you see, that's what we're saying. Leave the bad acting out, and if you want to have bad acting, look at your stuff, edit it out, and then just freaking make it where you just have the words on the bottom and you can fast forward those words. Or give us an option to where we could fast forward the stupid acting.
It's stupid, everybody. Game designers in LA listening to this show, it's stupid.
Yeah,
we don't want to hear it. Don't nobody. Hey,
California.
You want me to write some garbage down in a paper pad? And then sit you down and read every page to you.
And then word I'll wipe it with word. My ass too. and then look at it after.
Exactly. Don't nobody want to hear that.
You it's
don't,
all the same.
You, don't game sniff designers, it. You're nerds. It's, you don't it's, have
it's
a good
a scratch
enough.
Scratch and sniff, suckers.
Game designers don't have a good enough imagination to write a hit Hollywood movie. Mm-hmm. So stop doing it. Eventually, you'll hire the right people who will know how to write a hit movie in a video game.
And then eventually they'll upgrade. And then eventually they'll upgrade. But that's what's cool.
We're waiting. You're right. That's cool.
I would like somebody
keep on
like that, like what you're saying, who would upgrade. But at the same time, just for the love of the game, come back to the love of the game. You know what I mean? Like he could do movies and then come back to the games and keep kicking butt on the games and the movies. Be like kind of a Shaq, like an entrepreneur.
I know a way to do it. This is how you do it. You got to trick the actor. You got to film a full scene, full sets.
Yeah.
And get the actor immersed. But then you take the finished product, you film it with some good technology, you know, good cameras.
Yes, exactly.
And you take that finished product, and then you turn it into video games.
Yeah, I agree.
Without all the balls all over their head or the lines on their face.
Right, right.
And the skin tight gray clothing or the green screens. Without any of that, you get the actor immersed in his real element, which is reality. Uh-huh. And then from your camera, then you turn that into the cutscene.
You can
map everything, every movement you can map. You could do it through a camera.
Yeah.
You don't need to screw with the actor because you're not going to get a good performance in balls, lines, and green screens.
I see what you're saying, yeah. So
that's what I'm saying.
Just let him get in there. Get in the booth. Let him get in the booth.
Or do it like...
And kick butt in the booth.
Hey, what the heck? What's going on? How about you just film a movie like Resident Evil Part 1, the original game?
They did it.
And then implement that into your game's cutscene. So then when your video game
has
a cutscene, it's real movie.
Gunner, that is a great point.
Mother F.
That's a great point. And why don't they use these scenes?
Like imagine
the cutscene in Resident Evil, the new one. Even if they did it in the new one and took the old movie and put just a part of the movie, which they already
what
have
What if they filmed their own original
to,
movie?
Which they already have rights to. Why aren't they doing it?
What if
Nobody
they had their
knows.
Own original movie? What about?
It's unknown.
Imagine, I know your imaginations aren't that strong, Lenny's, but imagine with me if you can.
Gunner. Listen to
Red
Gunner.
Dead Redemption 2. Every cutscene was a real filmed Hollywood movie instead of stupid ass video game cutscene with stupid Dutch and his terrible voice. Not to pick on Dutch.
Dutch.
We're just saying all cutscenes.
What do you do, you know, Dutch?
Dynasty Warriors cutscenes. Any cutscene.
Any cutscene. See, any cutscene.
What if it was a real movie? What about on Dynasty Warriors when that cutscene when Lu Bu comes out and there's a little cutscene?
Lu Bu?
And it's a real filmed movie of ancient China.
Blue Louie?
Boom.
Lu Bu?
Silk, everything. Blue real. Lu? And then it goes back into the video game.
So yeah, so there's so many possibilities, so many realms, so many examples that we're setting right now that you guys could be using,
they could be using,
you know what I'm
saying? Game designers.
They need to use it.
You're going
to
spend
thousands,
tell them. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Let them know.
Hundreds of millions of minutes.
How much more?
Hundreds of thousands of seconds.
How much is that now?
And you're going to waste all this time, energy, money, and effort. To make
Did you hear that?
Video
Time,
game acting.
Energy, money, effort.
When you could just film a real movie and implement it into your cutscenes.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you can blend them nice.
Put all that time, energy, money, and effort into your freaking game and make it amazing. Hire some good freaking actors is our point.
Yes.
At the end of it all, use that time, money, energy, effort to hire the greatest actors that you can find. And it doesn't matter how much it costs, as long as you just get one of them. All it takes is one. All it takes is one light bulb to shine the whole video game up. And it'll light up your video game so much that the consumer has no way of avoiding not buying your game before Christmas.
Yeah, because in case you're making those games that are going to sell anyways, hey, how about you stop making cutscenes?
Right on.
Unless they're filmed with real people.
Real people.
But look it, nobody cares about cutscenes. You could ask the any average Lenny, we don't care about cutscenes. Look it, we're still playing NES games. I'd get it if we were like hated Tetris and NES Mario.
Right.
If everyone like just completely hated it.
Right.
I would understand like why we're watching cutscenes, because we like cutscenes better. But look at people to this day in 2023 still have Tetris and Mario on their phone. More, right.
Exactly.
You think people have, you think people watch Grand Theft Auto 5 and their cutscenes?
Yeah, and they just have the cutscene only downloaded on their phones. You think like they do that? Like it's the greatest thing ever.
Like it's the greatest Breaking Bad movie ever.
No, I think not.
It's Malcolm in the Middle. Like, it's a whole series of Malcolm in the Middle, watching every pocket episode ever.
That never happens.
You think that's happening? Because I'm telling you right now, Rockstar, ain't nobody watching the cutscenes on YouTube of Grand Theft Auto 5.
So what we're saying is, if you guys could take it back to the San Andreas level and just bring it back, you know, if you could bring back the old and just keep it that way, you know? Even, hey, you know what? To be honest, if they remastered Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, recreated Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, and bring these guys, ground up, CJ, everybody, you know, Big Smoke, everybody, and just brought back these actors and just, you know, glorified them, give them longer scenes and make it cooler.
It's impossible.
It would sell out. That game would sell.
Yeah, you're right. If
billions,
they could do
I'm
it,
telling you,
if
they that could probably do would it. Be the biggest selling game of all time.
If it could happen like it would in your best imagination,
yeah,
it would be dope. It would be hyped up.
It would. It should. And they should.
All right. So we don't want cutscenes.
That was just a suggestion.
In NBA games. We don't want cutscenes in WWE games.
And you know what? Sports, period. Any sports
and
game.
Again, you know what would be doper?
Football as in Madden and as in soccer. Because we don't need cutscenes in Madden and soccer.
You know
what
would be
wants
a
that?
Dope cutscene in NBA? Watch. Look at NBA, you're starting a career.
Okay.
And then you go, boom, press career.
Yes.
And then they actually show a real video footage of freaking, Michael Jordan coming up to you.
Wow.
Real video footage.
As an agent. Jordan as an agent. How about Jordan as an agent?
It's first person view. Like, you know, you're the character.
Okay.
And then Michael Jordan comes up to the camera. And says, hey, man, welcome aboard. I'm glad it was you. And it's real footage of Michael Jordan. It'd be such a treat.
Or, say something cool,
But if it was stupid video game Michael Jordan, his eyes are all bobbling around in his head. And his tongue's all sticking between his teeth.
Yeah.
And then
it wouldn't make sense.
A phony voice actor being him. And then there's some stupid storyline. And you make my character Justin Timberlake. And you give him a sidekick that's a potato.
It sounds like current moments. Are you saying that? Current NBA.
Don't nobody want to see
NBA
that.
NBA 100K is.
All right, everybody.
Horrible.
You want to make some live movies and implement them in your video games? That's how you're going to win.
Okay, everybody. So what we're asking
We're going to do this again.
Let's ask him one more time. What is your guys' worst video game actors, characters? You guys got to let us you guys got to email us let us know your opinions on this subject.
What is the worst acting you know in a video game?
Voice acting.
What game has the worst acting?
Which one? And you guys, I mean, we gave several, but this is going to have a part two because we have so much more to talk about.
I know.
So,
We got so much more. Like, we have to have a part two of this.
Yeah, so, but yeah, guys.
All right, everybody, we got to go.
The producers are telling us we got to get ready to go, and we got to let you guys relax.
Extra long episode, but, you know, sometimes we just chatter a little longer than we need to. And it's Monday morning, so, it's the only Monday morning podcast you have. Hopefully, you're already at home by now.
Hopefully,
it's Tuesday by the time you finish this episode.
I hope that you guys get out of it really quickly. And maybe you're at work. Hey, if you're at work, secretly listen to us. Don't let the boss catch you, because he will. But don't
All right, all you gentlemen, so kiss the lips of your favorite lady.
Hey,
slap
ladies.
On your cleanest socks.
Hey, babies.
Put on your necklaces and remember that it is Monday, maybe Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday by the time you finish this episode. It's extra long.
Yeah.
But we want you to know
that if
that we're here for you, we love you, Lenny.
Have a great Monday, then you
can have a great life. We're here for you, Lennies. We love you. This is why we make this show, because we love you. We want you to succeed. We want you to break away from the confines of the television and the programming.
Everything.
All the main channels, Channel 7, 5,
channel 5
4,
11,
2, and 11.
4, 6, 8.
We want you to stop watching
them.
You got the whole world at your fingertips. You got more information on your phone than the astronauts have, than the ancient Egyptians had,
seriously,
than the kings of England had.
The astronauts had when they landed the moon in 60, I think 60?
So go ahead and
61?
Use your tech
whatever
wisely. Go ahead and
we
study things that you're curious about.
Now.
Let your curiosity run wild, as they say. Let the runner and gunner
crazy.
Take over the media so that all of us could learn about things that we want to learn about and share them with the others and truly grow to be human beings that we want to be, that we created within our own lives. Because this isn't a simulation. This is bread, bones, and flesh. And we're telling you right now, you better get it together, baby.
Well said, Gunner. Well said. And what I'm saying, too, is that we are providing a service for you guys. We just want to improve your lives. We want everything to be more amazing than it was yesterday. And then tomorrow's going to be even better. So what we're saying is that it's getting colder, so you better grab your sweaters. It's fall. It's winter. Winter is upon us, and Thanksgiving is very near. So next week, we're going to have the Thanksgiving Thankful episode. But this week was the horrible character episode. But next week, we're going to talk about much more
bad
things.
Acting.
Yeah. The bad acting, the worst acting. Oh, man. I don't even want to go back because it's never
going
to end.
A lot.
If we go back, if we get back
There's
into
so
it,
much more.
It's not going to end.
Saints
but we
Row,
love you guys out there.
Saints Row, remember? Sheesh. You like that acting out there, everybody?
Saints Row is a good game, though.
Conker's Bad Fur Day, Gex.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, there's just so much more.
There's too many.
So
there's too many
pretty much
there.
Every single game has acting in it.
But
and not all of it is good.
Not all of it is bad either.
Metal Gear Solid, we didn't talk about that. That
Metal
had okay.
Gear had
it was okay.
Pretty good stuff. It's okay, yeah. It was okay. Metal Gear Solid Part 1, PS1. I mean, for PS1, the acting was pretty decent. So, I mean, there's some bad parts, of course, but
any
overall,
RPG.
Overall, it's not too bad.
The Studio Ghibli game, you know, that had terrible acting.
Yeah. All right, everybody, we gotta go.
We can keep on going.
We gotta leave you guys.
But we got everybody's favorite part of the show.
The last part.
The
and the greatest part of the show. My favorite part. Your favorite part. Our favorite part of the show.
It is.
That we love to call.
The
because why? Ask Jack is gone. Jack in the Crack is gone. We don't have him no more. Why do we get rid of him? Because he was bringing the team down. Davante Adams, welcome back. Josh Jacobs, welcome back. Everybody's cool. The Vegas Raiders, and there's a lot of teams on top, but I'm just talking about the Raiders today. In college football, USC sucks. UCLA is okay. They're number one, I think, is Ohio State or one of those crazy-ass teams. I don't know who's going to go to the big one. What about basketball? LeBron James.
Lakers.
Yes, did something crazy against the Phoenix Suns. We watched it, actually. We were on Bunch Street, shout out to Bunch Street. We were there, and we've seen one of the biggest comebacks of the season from any team. Lakers win. And so the Clippers are doing good as well. What's up, Clippers? Dodgers. They might sign Kershaw. We don't know what's going on. Angels. They're trying to hold on to Ohtani, but we don't know what's going on. What else is going on in the world? Gunner!
DJ Hayden was killed in a car accident. Saints, Michael Thomas arrested on battery charges.
Whoa.
Ballerators. Nurmagomedov fails drug test and suspended for 6 months.
Oh, man. Come on. Keep it clean.
Yep, everybody out there, these are the sports news. This is the two-minute rundown. SAG's strike has ended. Actors are going back to work. Hollywood movies are going back into production. It is October. So many video games are coming out this month and next until December.
It's November, actually, Gunner, and we are here to tell you guys. You got to be thankful.
Metal Gear Solid.
Everybody be thankful.
We got the Batman trilogy. We got,
Oh, yeah, Mario Wonder.
Mario Wonders.
And we have that game. We're going to give you guys the whole nine of it all next week. But
all
not this
of it.
Week.
So much more going on in the world today. It is Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah,
it is November.
Upon us.
The Pilgrims and the Indians once got along, and they made sweet, victorious love.
And so what does that mean? Pilgrims and Indians get along? What does that mean?
That means
and I could get along. If you and I could get along,
we were created.
Then the whole world could get along.
If Pilgrims and Indians got along, then we can get along
with anybody in the world. And we want to say, Germany, we love you. England, we love you. Spain,
we love you.
Brazil,
we love you. Mexico,
we love you. Woo! Canada, what's up? Freaking France, how you doing? Give me some French rolls and some French fries and some French toast. What is up to Germany again? Because we love you guys a lot in Belgium. Thank you for providing some of the best beer of our lives and my life and your life and everybody's life.
Yes.
So everybody out there, we want you guys to know that we love you guys, especially the audience members who listen and who are loyal to the Run and Gunner show.
And we love Israel.
We do love Israel.
Jesus Christ, bless you all. Bless you all. Have a great week ahead of you. Hey, look it. The week's going to happen fast.
Yeah.
Like I said, this next month and a half between now and Christmas and New Year's, it's going to happen in a blink of the eye. So slow down because you might miss life. Runner, they might miss life. You got to stop them. Stop them from missing life. Tell them how to stop themselves. Look, take a look around. Look at all the beautiful people. Smell all the beautiful smells. Hear all the beautiful music. What else? Come on. We got this. Everybody out there. Look it, I want to tell you.
So we want you guys to
life is good.
Just love each other, live with each other, learn how to live and love and be with each other. You know what I mean? This is the time of the season for loving, hugging, making babies, creating life, just procreating yourselves, finding yourselves, figuring out which route you want to go. Figure what you want to do. Everybody has a life, and life is worth living. Let me tell you, don't throw your life away. Keep it sacred, because it's a sacred thing. We only get one shot at this thing that we're doing, and we want you guys to enjoy it the greatest that you can. Create the best things that you can with this freaking piece of thing called life that we are all given from the man above.
Look at John Lennon was shot dead. And you're going to try to tell me that you're going to waste your life crying like a crybaby?
Don't do it.
Look it. Some people haven't done nothing in their life until they're 50. Some people haven't done anything in their life until they're 20. Everybody does something in their life. You start doing yours. It is Monday.
Do it. Do it.
This is the Monday Morning Podcast, everybody. The only Monday Morning Podcast on the internet. Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, everything.
Right on.
We're all over the internet. Us, Runner
RNG.
And Gunner Podcast. We are legitimate. We are the legitimate podcast for you to listen to.
Don't forget the mint part.
So stop being such a damn Lenny.
Lenny!
Listen to our podcast every Monday morning because we're here for you. We're not talking any jive or trash or any lingo. We're straight up telling you
the truth
that this is a good podcast.
We're getting a big
Monday
old
morning
bomb.
Podcast.
We're getting a big old bomb. And what is that bomb? It's not an A-bomb. It's not an H-bomb. It's not any kind of bomb that's going to explode your mind. We're giving them a bomb called the truth bomb with truth serum injected inside it. So what does that mean? That means we will provide you guys with the best truth, the best knowledge, and
we
just
want
to give you guys everything that you need to improve your lives and get better in life. And that's what we're talking about on the Runner and Gunner podcast.
I love you, Lennies.
I love them too, man.
And it's not just
the
beer, but I love you.
I think for me it's the beer, but I love them too.
And I love you, Lenny girls. I know
old
you have to
man.
Deal with a lot by dealing with a Lenny.
I know. I feel
so
kind of bad for them.
Respect
but at
you.
The same time, I respect them and I want to hug them.
All right, everybody. We got to go. We'll see you next week on another edition of
the
Monday Morning
Gunner
Podcast.
Show.
The Runner
and
Gunner
what,
Show.
Everybody? we're going to be talking about a super special edition because this might be the Thanksgiving edition. Wait a minute. We're going to have one more show and then the Thanksgiving edition. So get ready for that.
AI and video games. What are we going to say? Well, who knows?
Who knows? I mean, nobody knows. AI don't even know. And it's unexplainable and it is mandatory. So we got to keep on going and keep on keep in you guys. Focus on life because we love the world and we love the globe and we love everything that is about the world. I'm talking about from plants to concrete to the whole streets, wherever you stomp, whatever grass you may stomp on, our mud, our crud, our snow, wherever you guys are. We just want you guys to know that we care. Runner Gunner Show is here for you. And that's why you got to be fueled with the Runner Gunner Show. We are your gasoline to your life. So let us in and let us refill your life with goodness.
God bless you.
Dope. That was dope. Perfect. Solid.
Runner Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during our closed segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.